I have to tell you something. Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. I was very late to this party, but so glad I jumped on board. Right now, we're going to talk to the subject of Apple TV's miniseries Blackbird. Kankakee's very own Jimmy Keane on the line with us. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Wendy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Listen, this is such a weird thing. My girlfriend Sue says to me, hey, have you watched this Blackbird story, this miniseries? And I said, no. What's it about? Well, my husband Jeff Lambert went to high school with Jimmy Keane. And what is this story that I want you to explain what happened to you? Because it's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeff and I went to school together since first grade, actually. We were, like, I've known him my entire life.
Wow.
Great, great guy. So, yeah, what happened after high school, I moved into Chicago, and I ended up going to Triton College, and I played football and wrestled over there.
I went to Triton College. So.
Oh, did you?
Yes,
oh,
I did. I'm a graduate.
Yeah, yeah. So I went to Triton, and I played football, and I wrestled, and I ended up getting into selling marijuana, and
which is legal now, by the way, people. Keep that in mind.
Yes, yes, yes. Keep that in mind. It's legal now. And it just kind of grew into a big mountain, and it grew into a pretty big business, and I had a really successful business going on. Well, the FBI and DEA ended up doing a big sting on everybody, and I was one of the people involved in it, and they took me down. And I was facing 10 years in prison for this conspiracy charge, which I found interesting in itself because it was all based on hearsay. Mm. And after they came to me and wanted to make a deal that if I would help them catch this serial killer guy, that they would erase my entire sentence, which, jumping to the end of the story, I did, and I completed the whole mission, and my whole record was completely cleared, and I ended up successfully keeping the serial killer in prison for life, and he will never be able to kill any young girls again, and that's kind of the whole gist of the story.
All right, but hearing you say this, I'm not kidding you, Jimmy, I have goosebumps, because this was such a great story. Three Golden Globe nominations, three Critics' Choice Awards nomination,
right.
And Ray Liotta played your father. This was Ray's last television role. How cool
right.
was that?
You know, originally my story was at Paramount, and Brad Pitt was signed to play me, and Jeff Bridges was going to play my dad, and Johnny Depp was playing the serial killer. And we had a lot of issues with getting the script together, and finally we ended up making a deal with Apple and moved it over there for a pretty substantial contract. And we lost Jeff Bridges because he had a lot of health issues, and Brad Pitt, they said, had timed out by age-wise. So we bring in Taron and then Ray Liotta, and they get a hold of me and they say, who do you think would be the perfect guy to play your dad if not Jeff Bridges? And I said, well, Ray Liotta would be the awesome person. They go, no way, we've got Ray Liotta. And I was like, I thought they were playing with me at first. You know, I was so excited when I heard it, you know what I mean? And I have to say, Wendy, he pulled it off in such a fantastic manner. You know, I mean, they got him where he looked a lot like my dad. My dad was a much taller guy, but he still just was able to pull off the character of my dad in a really unique way. I mean, it actually brings me to tears when I see it.
So you're watching this, and do you feel that your story was depicted pretty accurately?
Not really. If you go with fact versus truth, you know, not really. I mean, I was not arrested with all these automatic weapons like they tried to portray in the movie. Just other little things were not on par with actually happened. But the overall arc of it, I guess you would say, yeah, it was told pretty accurately. I think that we need to do more ongoing seasons, which we are in talks about right now. Because you still have to understand the Jimmy character because, you know, the way the show starts off, within minutes, he's already in trouble and, in, you know, basing the prison sentence already, right? You have to still understand the character long before, and you have to understand my dad's character long before. And I think they should have showed more of the history of the serial killer himself, too, prior. So we are in talks about doing ongoing a prequel and sequels, so...
Well, I just was enthralled with this. It was so good. I want more of it for sure. And, like the serial killers, everybody's into that now. It's this morbid curiosity, and I had never heard of this serial killer, Larry Hall. I really hadn't.
And, yeah, I hadn't either.
And so this is a book. It's based on a book that you wrote, In With the Devil, A Fallen Hero, A Serial Killer, and A Dangerous Bargain for Redemption. I have to go read that now. What's next for you? Maybe a continuation of Blackbird to become a series, but what else? Do you have another book? What's going on? Because, boy, you led an interesting life, and you still do.
Right. Well, next month I'll have my next new book out, which, by the way, I did do a follow-up book to In With the Devil, which was a Blackbird book, which was a revised edition of the original book, so it does have different content and different material. So I have two bestsellers that are out now. In January, at the end of January, we'll be releasing my next book, and it'll be called Jimmy Keen, The Untold Story, which is pretty cool. Money, Power, and Redemption will be the subtitle. And then in May of next year, we start filming my next movie. Now, this will be a Paramount movie, and it's going to be called American Sparkle, and that's all I'll tell now. But it's a completely different story than the one we just finished. So,
Do you promise to keep in touch with me, and we'll continue to promote you? Because I like seeing local guys done good. I really do.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely want to keep in touch with you. I'm so glad Jeff put us together. He called me and he says, Jimmy, you've got to do Wendy Snyder's show for me. And I'm like, Jeff, what are you talking about? Because I have done WGN before, you know, and I had done the Chicago Tribune before with Rick Kogan. And, he asked me for sure, and I said, definitely, let's do it. And so, yes, I would like to keep in touch with you about this, Wendy, because in addition to that, I have other movies. We have another one we start filming in the fall next year that'll be called Codename Sasha. And these are all movies that I created and wrote the initial, what they call, treatments to start the projects. And I will have a book with each one of those, too. So,
well, keep us posted. Listen, please check it out, people. Taron Egerton plays Jimmy Keen. It's Apple TV's miniseries called Blackbird. I hope we see more of it. We'll definitely see more of you. Very quickly, how was that red carpet? I saw you mentioned it on Facebook.
It was pretty cool, that's for sure. And then, you know, we have the Golden Globes coming up on the 10th of January, and then the Critics' Choice Awards on the 15th of January. So that'll be a couple more red carpet walks. But the premiere was, it was like a fantasy, honestly. It was just unreal. You had to have been there to experience it. When we got inside the auditorium to watch the screening for the, you know, the initial screening of Blackbird, they did a little introduction for each one of the people, Taron, Paul Walter Hauser, Ray Liotta. Of course, we did a memorial to him.
Yeah.
And at the end, they said, you know, we're going to give you a little bit of information on Jimmy Keen now. And they did, and they said, Jimmy, stand up. And I stood up. And they did, Wendy, a seven-minute standing ovation.
Oh, my God.
Screaming and cheering to where my ears hurt. It was so loud.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, my brother was sitting right next to me, and he was in tears, and he looked at me and he says, man, that was the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. So,
well, good luck to you. We'll talk to you again. Congrats, and good luck at the Golden Globes and Critics' Choice. We really appreciate talking to you this morning, Jimmy.
You too, Wendy. Let's be in touch.